Good evening. So when Mindy texted me about this, I didn't have her. Am I on two different mics? Kind of loud. I didn't have her number or name in my phone, and so I didn't think I'd pick up. I thought, this is a spam call. Wrong number. So I did end up picking up. And she asked me if I would do this, and I said, I knew it. This was a wrong number. You don't mean me. But anyway, thank you for inviting me to share what the Lord has done and is doing for me and my family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us so much, that you sent your one and only Son, Jesus, so that whoever believes in him will not die, but will have everlasting life. It is with a humble heart that I come before you, asking that you would help me as I share this evening about you. May your love and light shine through me. Amen. So, Heidi asked if I would try to share some of the themes of Philippians and how God has been working those out in my own life. It's only 4 chapters. It's a short book, but there's so much in it. It was hard to choose just a couple themes, but I landed on one, and I didn't know we were going to have these bookmarks, but it's about standing firm. Here on the bookmark, it says holding firm, hold firmly. So that was really neat. Paul encouraged us to stand firm, but not just to stand firm. Paul encouraged us to stand firm, but not stand still, to rejoice in the Lord. How do we do this when life is hard or when life is good? It really is all about Jesus. Jesus is the one who helped Paul stand firm, but not stand still. Jesus is the one who helped Paul rejoice. The Jesus who helped Paul is the same Jesus who helps us. So let's talk about Jesus tonight. I want to share a little bit about how he is helping me and my family stand firm but not stand still to rejoice. And the past 5 or 6 years, it's really been through his word, his people, and his very own son, Jesus. Monday, January 14th, 2019, was a very special day. My much-loved grandma was turning 100 years old. She was beautiful. My husband, Dave, and I, with our youngest son, Nico, were back in Nairobi, Kenya, after having spent Christmas in the U.S. with our 4 old adult kids and other family and friends. Dave and I were there, as Mindy said, serving with Wycliffe Bible Translators. Dave was a Bible translation consultant, and I was working at the Kids International Christian School, Roslyn Academy, teaching ESL. Nico, our last born of 5 children, was a senior in high school at that time. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. We had so much to rejoice about, so much to thank the Lord for. We had just celebrated Christmas in the States with all our kids, our family and friends. We loved our work with Wycliffe and Roslyn. Nico was in his final semester of high school and doing well. After 5 kids, we had almost graduated from high school. And we were back in sunny, warm Nairobi in January, not in Wheaton. And my wonderful grandma was turning 100 years old on this day. On this day, Monday, January 14th, 2019, the Lord called my husband Dave home to heaven. That morning, as usual, Dave made me coffee and I packed up lunches for me and him and Nico. We listened to the ibis squawking outside. The tropical flowers were in full bloom, the sky a royal blue, the sun waking up and warming up. It's beautiful in Kenya. As usual, Dave dropped off me and Nico at school. He went on to class, I went to my office, and Dave went to his work downtown in Nairobi. Everyone I passed, I shared about my grandma. 100 years old today, I shared with my students, my friends, the other teachers, the guards at the gate. 100 years old. As usual, after work, Dave met me at Roslyn to walk or run on the track, work out with friends, or watch Nico and the school team play basketball. He loved to watch our kids play sports, and they all played. On this day, as usual, Dave went for a run on the track, then stopped to watch Nico and the team practicing. It was at that moment that the Lord called Dave to his heavenly home, welcoming him into his very presence. The hospital in Nairobi said it was a heart attack. There had been no signs of heart disease, none of the classic warnings. Dave had been fit and healthy and had even had his heart checked just the year before. But in a single instant, his heart stopped. He fell to the ground and into the arms of Jesus forever. The reality of death, the effects of the fall, and the brokenness of this world had never been more real to me. Then at that moment, as I saw Dave's body lying on the ground, so still, so not alive, as I stood there in shock and disbelief, I felt my son Nico's arm around my shoulder. I felt my friend Melanie standing close beside me, her hand on my back. I watched my friend Jane doing CPR on Dave, my friend Matt carrying him to a car to get him to the hospital, friends, students, parents gathering in very small groups, watching and praying. This is the body of Christ in action. It's a blessing. In all the confusion swirling around me, there came a moment of great clarity. God gently asked me, "Will you take me at my word?" And it wasn't a challenge, and it wasn't a test. It was a very loving invitation. Dave had died. My five children were fatherless. The youngest, Nico, only 18 years old. I was a widow now. Will you take me at my word? Will you still believe that I am and always will be holy, good, sovereign, and full of steadfast love? We all go through hard seasons, seasons of loss, and probably many of us are in one right now. The loss of a loved one, a job, health, the loss of hope. I'm just very so sorry. And this is the world we live in, but our God helps us through. It's through his word that God first started helping me through this season. In each of the four chapters of Philippians, Paul urges us to hold on to Jesus. In different ways, he says this. He says, stand firm, hold fast to the word of life, hold true, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. If I was going to take God at his word, I needed to be in his word, filling my mind and heart with his truth, solid and sure. I began memorizing Psalms. Like a song you can't get out of your head, I wanted God's word to saturate my soul and shape my mind. The Psalms became for me like this beautiful white noise from heaven, always playing. It was like a melody of hope in through grief. A good friend of mine there in Nairobi, Martha, said she'd memorize Psalms with me. She did, and she still does almost 6 years later. And others have joined in too. Martha and I started with seven Psalms of Lament. These aren't the Psalms we normally even like to read, let alone memorize, but they are earthy and real and raw, but they are also so very full of hope. The psalmist cries out to God, God hears him, and that's what we do. These are powerful poems from a very powerful God, and it's so kind of him to include these in his book to us. It is only by God's grace and in his strength that we can take him at his word, that I can say through the power of the Holy Spirit that yes, even though Dave, my husband and friend, is gone forever from this world, even though my son Daniel, daughter Kelly, daughter Hannah, sons Drew and Nico no longer have their dad, God is holy, good, sovereign, and full of steadfast love. He gives us his word to help us stand firm but not stand still, to rejoice in him. God's word and God's people. I was at school at Roslyn a few days after Dave had died and ran into a friend of mine from Ethiopia. She stopped me, looked straight into my eyes, put her hands firmly on my shoulders, shook me a little bit, and said, "Be strong. You must be strong." Of course, I couldn't respond. I just thought, does she know what just happened? Right over there. But before I could say that, she said, be strong in the Lord. I think my friend had read Philippians. Aren't you glad we've read Philippians? And I think she lived Philippians. Paul was and is part of God's family. Philippians opens with two people, Paul and Timothy. Paul closes his letter with greetings from the brothers who are with him. We learned about and met Timothy and Epaphroditus, Clement, Paul's true companion, and even Euodia and Syntyche. There were prison guards, believers in Caesar's household. I loved learning and meeting these people. Philippians is full of real people living in the real world. They're God's people. From the moment Dave dropped to the ground, God has graciously surrounded me with brothers and sisters in Christ, God's people, God's family. My friend from Ethiopia who told me to be strong in the Lord. My friend Martha who memorizes Psalms with me. My friend Sue who calls me and prays for me literally almost every single day. My adult kids who have stood firm. Others have helped in countless practical ways. Friends who remember Dave's birthday. This church has been a rock. So many people in this room have been a Timothy or Epaphroditus to me. Thankfully, I haven't met any Euodias or Syntyches, but that may happen. God's so kind. He gives us his people to help us stand firm but not stand still, to rejoice with them, with each other in him. God's word, God's people, and God's son, Jesus. God's very own son, Jesus, is the one who helped Paul and helps us. Paul tells us in chapter 2 who this Jesus is. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, for us. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God's word, God's people, and God's son. It's been a blessing from God to have these three get us through this season and carry us on. Monday, January 14th, 2019, was a special day. On this day, my husband Dave stood firmly in the very presence of Jesus, but he did not stand still. He rejoiced with him and will rejoice with him forever. I pray we each will as well. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are so kind. Your word, your people, your son Jesus, strengthen us so that we can stand firm but not stand still. In hard times and good times, we can rejoice in who you are. You love us so much that you sent your one and only son Jesus, that whoever believes in him will not die but will have everlasting life. Amen. Thank you for listening. And Merry Christmas!